You recently headed a study that examined unnecessary treatments for terminal patients. What did your study find?
We found that after speaking about non-beneficial treatments for 20 years, we are still doing it in hospitals. And by non-beneficial treatment, I mean all these diagnostic tests, surgeries, admissions to ICU, resuscitation, on people who are naturally dying of chronic illness and old age. And these treatments are not going to benefit the person or improve their survival or their quality of life.
What kind of treatments are these patients undergoing?
Things like, for example, resuscitating an elderly person who has a do not so resuscitate order, or initiating chemotherapy in the last 6 weeks of life, or continuing radiotherapy in the last few days of life, or giving transfusions or dialysis or intravenous antibiotics to people who are naturally dying.
And why are these treatments unnecessary?
They are unnecessary because when it becomes clear that the patient will not benefit from them and will probably get some more harm than good, it's best to stop. So in general, the patient hasn't had the conversation with their family about their preferences, whether they want to do aggressive treatment or die in comfort in their own bed, at home, for example, or in a hospital. There is no advanced care directive to guide the doctors about what the best course of action is. And also because doctors may be uncertain themselves about the prognosis of the patient, or because they have been trained to save lives, and some of them may see every death as a failure. So it's a combination of factors. Obviously, the advances in technology have also created this high social expectation that technology is there to use it, so we should.
You've written several medical reports about care at the end of life. Is this an issue you feel passionately about?
Yes, because we see it every day in hospitals, and patients don't consider survival the only outcome that matters. People want to have good quality of life and functional status. And if we don't take a step back to listen to what the end of life care wishes are, we're totally violating some of the basic ethics rights of the patient.
Okay. What advice would you give to families of terminally ill patients?
Yes, have that conversation today. Talk to your relatives, your older relatives, or if you have a chronic illness that is advanced, talk to them about what you want to have and what you consider an acceptable treatment or quality of life. Go to your GP and ask them to help you formulate an advanced care directive, or nominate a family member to be your guardian for decisions on health if you become unable to make those decisions.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say on this issue?
Yes, I want to acknowledge that decisions at the end of life are very complex, and getting the balance right is not simple. But also doctors, nurses, and patients and families can all contribute to minimizing the extent of this stalling by having that conversation early enough.